Hi everyone, and welcome to Faith Talks. This is Karen. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And in today's episode, we're gonna be focusing on the proverb from Proverbs 31, which is a very well-known proverb. The Proverbs 31 woman. Proverbs 31 verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And I'm going to read from the NIV version. It's called the Flourish Bible. And this is in the part that says, think about something to think about, your appearance. Okay, admit it. It feels good when someone notices your appearance, appreciates your latest hairstyle, or comments on how fit you look. But don't get sucked into believing that's what is most important about you. No matter how much anti-aging cream you use, outward beauty is fleeting. It's fading fast, and ultimately so many other things are more valuable. If you're going to be praised for something, let it be for your godly life. Let people notice your love for God and see your concern for others. Those are qualities that will only grow more beautiful with time and age. So I was thinking about this passage and I have read it. It's so easy for us women and men too, but really for women, there's so much emphasis put on your physical appearance, being a certain size, being youthful. I mean, that's really, it's almost like once you pass, 30 years old, it's like you're considered old. And it's sad because God created us in his likeness and image. It's a blessing to grow older, and that shouldn't be our focus. Yes, of course, we want to take care of ourselves. We want to, keep ourselves healthy, make ourselves attractive. But let me ask you a question. So what happens if you get sick? I've read about and heard about couples that the wife gets cancer. She can lose all her hair. She may have gorgeous hair. She's bald. Your body changes. Maybe you gain weight, maybe you lose weight. Then what happens? I've heard of men who have actually left their wives because they have had breast cancer and have had their breasts removed. So they feel, well, this woman's no more longer attractive. She's not a woman to me. And I'm gonna go move on and find someone else. How sad is that? And do you think that man was really taking his vows, for better or for worse? And also similar to a woman. I'm just not bringing up women. If your husband or he gets sick, doesn't look the same way, is weak, not as muscular maybe as he was, what do you do? We don't walk away. That's not what God wants. The inward part is what is going to matter and what is going to last. So what does it mean to you and I that charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting? Well, first of all, makeup, it doesn't last, right? It needs to be reapplied each and every day, touch-ups throughout the day. Our clothes, they wear out or they go out of style. And some people, especially nowadays, we don't have the money to get designer clothing, expensive clothing, one of a kind that makes you stand out. Maybe you can only shop at a thrift store. Does that make you any less valuable in God's eyes? No. Nothing that we buy to improve our outward appearance, it's not gonna last. As we age, our hair will turn gray. If it doesn't thin out, it's going to turn gray. Our skin will start to sag and wrinkles will begin to appear. More and more effort and money are required to continue to look young and attractive. I mean, how many there is so, the skincare business is so, I can't imagine, there's so many anti-aging creams, serums, and like I said, I'm all for maintaining and taking care of yourself and your skin. But the bottom line is eventually, yes, gravity does take hold. That's just the way our bodies are. Our bodies are decaying. We are going to die one day, and this, our youthfulness does not last. So as I was saying, you know, buying makeup, I remember I was very much into makeup, very much into, you know, the loose lipsticks and skincare, and oh my gosh, I had so much makeup. And then I was like, wow, the makeup, you can only wear certain things. So I ended up giving a lot away and decluttering. And then guess what? Something did happen to me physically. And that wasn't my priority, honestly. It wasn't my priority at the time. And that's something that we all have to face, right? We all have to face, and we all have to then cultivate what God has given us. What makes us beautiful to God? God looks at the heart. He created us, yes, but God looks at the heart. He sees us as young. He sees us as beautiful. You know, when your bones start aching or you just don't feel well, God doesn't love you any less. Don't put your feeling or your self-esteem, don't allow it to be based on your appearance, because that is very sad and it is not pleasing to the Lord. What's pleasing to the Lord is that, just like it says in this verse, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who takes care of her family, who raises her children, who is kind, who is there for other people. So, you know, it's hard. In this, we live in a culture that, yes, what do people see? Our outward appearance, that's the first thing that people see. That's the first thing that we're judged by. You know, that's just normal as humans. But it's not going to matter, like I said, at the end of our lives. You know, sadly, at the end of our lives, if we do have an illness or just get older, which we all will do, none of that is going to matter. So I just feel that what is a blessing, look to the blessing of your inner beauty and your inner spirit. Cultivate that. I'm not saying to let yourself go. If you want to dye your hair, you know, dye the grays out of your hair. But what I'm saying is balance. It's all about balance. Balance that also with being in God's word. Also with helping others. Talking about God. Leading others to Jesus. Especially in these times that we are living in, you know, honestly, a very close friend passed. It was very sad. And she loved the Lord. That's what was important on her deathbed. That's what was important to her. She was crying out to God as she was in pain and looking to Him. And what she looked like was the furthest thing on her mind. And she was beautiful, a beautiful soul that's now with the Lord and looking gorgeous, because she always looked beautiful to Him on the heart. She touched many people's lives. She spoke up. She brought many people to Christ. And maybe if they didn't at that minute appreciate it, I'm sure they appreciate it now. And every word that she used, and every seed that she planted to people that she knew, her family, her friends, people she didn't know, that's what they will remember about her. Yes, she was gorgeous. But like I said, in the end, sadly, her illness did take a toll on her. So just remember, that is what is great of greater importance to our Lord. And I'm just going to leave you. There's a scripture in the Bible. It's taken from 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, 3 to 4. And I'm just going to turn there and read. Starting verse 3. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. 4. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So, ladies and gents, let's be pleasing to God. Let's do what pleases the Lord. We don't know when we're going to be called home. I know I always say this usually at the end of my broadcast, but it is so important. We don't know. So it's wonderful, like I said, physical exercise, taking care of yourself. Yes, God wants us to do that. But there is so much emphasis on the physical appearance in this world. Someday, this body will crumble and decay. That's the truth. Regardless of how well we care for it. But the inner person will endure. And if the inner person has been trained in godliness, 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, it will provide value both in this life and throughout eternity. Right? Eternity is, that's forever. Our lives go by in the blink of an eye before you know it. So don't focus so much on the outside. Give equal time to the inside, reading your Bible, helping others, things that I have already discussed, so I won't repeat again. In this broadcast. And like I said, men also focus on the interior. And just remember how much the Lord loves you. And let's cultivate our hearts. As much effort as we put on into our outward appearance, let's put that much or even greater on our inward souls, on our inward, in our hearts, and tell others about the love of Christ in these times. So I would just like to take this time to say, if you do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior, please don't put off getting to know Him. Accept Jesus Christ while you still can. We don't know the hour of the day when Jesus is coming. But read the signs of the times and know that He loves you. It says in His word, He doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come to the knowledge of Him. Friends, one day we will either be in heaven or hell. And that's our decision. So just let's focus on doing the right thing, on doing what pleases God. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Don't put it off. Listen, all of these things I say, I preach to myself too. I'm in no way, they edify me as much as I pray that it edifies you. And with that said, thank you so much for listening to another podcast. I will talk to you very soon. God bless you all.